It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 status is tenuous, with a mix of hopeful signs and trouble spots. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Case numbers fell last week. That brings the state's seven-day case rate per 100,000 residents below 200 for the first time since mid-August. Hospitalizations appear to have plateaued, but at a high level, with 941 confirmed or suspected cases. But a third of hospitals report staffing shortages. Banner Health pulmonologist Dr. David Cowden says ICUs in northern Colorado have been full for weeks.
Very high capacity, both with COVID and with other routine medical care, such that the hospitals are at their breaking point for capacity.
Preliminary death totals fell from 83 COVID-19 patients dying the week of September 19th, compared with 54 last week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Home values in both Metro Denver and Colorado Springs fell in September after reaching new highs over the summer. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says they're not sure if the drop is due to a market correction or a more traditional seasonal slowdown. That median price for residential property was down to $535,000 from a high of $545,000 in June, and that's all while Denver had fewer homes come onto the market in recent months. The price in Colorado Springs also dropped $10,000 from its summer high, down to $440,000. Colorado Springs, however, had its most new listings in at least a year in September. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The eastbound lane of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will close overnight so crews can repair a wall. The closure starts at 10 p.m. CDOT says the lane should reopen by 6 a.m. Wednesday. This section of I-70 was heavily damaged by debris during a flash flood on a wildfire burn scar in July. This is CPR News.